Beginne grant that the sept the sukkah that viewed begin on the base begin to his master begin with the gemara ad mutz yom tov achon shachar, and this is going to be a problem until the end of after the last day of the yom tov of sukkahs. Which Tosfos can explain when do we say migdis katzor lebein hashmash is katzor lekul yom, and when do we not say this? Because he was saying that the sukkah is forbidden until after shmini atzeres, which the problem is why is it a problem sukkah even on the last day of yom tov and shmini atzeres, but there's no mitzvah of saying the sukkah then. Whereas we find by Esrig, where it is permitted on Shmini Atzeres, because no mitzvah of Dal Minim. So that's what he says. The Kamon Perek Lulu Barav the Gemara. They don't have member of the base. Mepashik explains Ma'ishlam Esrig. Why is Sukkah different than Esrig? The Shabbiyam Devarchan is permitted on the last day on Shmini Atzeres. Ma'asik. The Gemara concludes from the Sukkah, because regarding the Sukkah, is Ramli Sudas Ben Shmash. If you would have a Suda, you would have to eat right before Shmini Atzeres by twilight. You would have to eat in the sukkah because it's a safek yibit from the seventh day or the eighth day. Oh, maybe this considered ben hashmash, since it's considered muktzah, set aside by the mitzvah of the twilight, which is a doubt, which is also part considered the beginning of the eighth day. So therefore, it's considered kol yom. It's considered muktzah for the whole eighth day. But Esrig, there's no utility of ben hashmash after the seventh day of sukkah. The mikar called another because you already went and you fulfilled the obligation earlier on in the day. And then takes bothered with a question. It says, even though you have to say no, it should be mukta by Ben Ashmashes. The Shema Yem Hu because maybe the twilight is the end of the seventh day of Sukkot, and it's part of the day of the seventh day. And that seventh day is Hukta for Mitzvasa, so that Ben Ashmashes is part of the mukta, which should then continue into the eighth day. So that's not applicable to say that that would make it forbidden on the eighth day, but make it discussable since it's muktzah from the twilight because the end of the seventh day. So now the Ben Hashmash is continued to the eighth day. Because since this is prohibited during the Ben Hashmash after the seventh day, only because of the day that passed, that won't continue and make it that Ben Hashmash should now make it forbidden by the eighth day, which is after that. So it sounds like this from the fourth paragraph. We're going to have a case if someone went and made seven astragim, but the 7 days of Sukkot. Every day is going to use a different astragim. I mean, Hasan the Gemara tells us that the Cholachas v'Achad Yetz b'Avoichel Machad is an opinion that says, okay, each and every one of the astragim, you fulfill your obligation this day, and it was only for today, and then tomorrow's day of Sukkot, you could eat it the next day. Meaning, for the Esrin Lamacham, we don't say the Esrig is forbidden the next day. It was hooked to the Ben Hashmashah between the 2 days, because of a doubt of the day that passed. No, we don't extend it and say that it's forbidden of the Hukla Mitzvah for the next day too. My time of Shabbos Yom Tov, Perek on the Bay, so too, for this reason, regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov. First Perek and Bay, Dabdal Menav, Nomer Rav said, no, the Bezer, Asur Bezer, if you have an egg that was laid on Shabbos, it's going to be forbidden also the following day on Yom Tov. The first time, but the Gemara explains the reason is because of preparation. Because since it was laid on Shabbos, it's like as if Shabbos is preparing for Yom Tov, and if it is problematic, and that's why you know you don't Yom Tov. Now, seemingly, forget about the reason Achana. You could have said Migdis Katzoy, because Matzah Shabbos by the Ben Hashmashes is the beginning of Yom Tov. We didn't want to say because of Migdis Katzoy. Abgav the Rav could be Yehudis. Really, even the Rav who says Allah the whole thing could be Yehudis. This is the Mukta. Obviously, that would not be applicable to say in that case Allah of Migdis Katzoy. Same thing regarding when you have 2 days of Yom Tov in the diaspora. The halacha is another b'zeh muteres b'zeh, which is laid on one day of Yom Tov is permitted on the second day. Yeah, because what I mean, why is it permitted? Eyes uksal mitzvasa of the Ben Hashmashes of the day that passed. No, because again, that was the day that passed. That wouldn't make it effective for the migudis katzoi for the next day too. Parab kol ma'arvin migmon even of lamabam and avgav elogin shal tful yam. When you have pictures of a tful yam, shemalo ben achavish al ma'aser tevel, where you filled it up from a barrel of that which is a tevel for ma'aser, bamar, and the person said, okay, how is the trumas ma'aser likushtechach? It'll be trumas ma'aser when it gets dark. So the Rav Kayam, so his words are valid, where it's taking effect exactly when it's able to, that it's not going to be problematic, because both are taking effect. It's going to be already that it's not going to be tful yam once it gets dark, and then it's going to take effect for the trumas ma'aser. Now, but the mama irvili bazaar, but if he said, I want my Erev to be with this food, he hasn't said anything. Why? So the Gemara explains, the Seif HaYim Shal Erev Shabbos Kodesh, because the Erev has to take effect already, not the beginning of Shabbos, but it has to be the end of the day right beforehand. And at that point, it's not yet fixed, because only when it gets, when it's dark, then it's not going to be 12 yam anymore. Or simply because you need a different mandama, says it has to be a meal that you could have eaten from beforehand, which you cannot. But the main thing that he's asking from is the deer. But if
it would be that the beginning of Shabbos when the Eved is acquiring, or let's say we're on the other mandam, you wouldn't need to have a meal that's fit to eat from before Shabbos. Have Eved would be an Eved. Ah, but what do you see? But we don't say Labruhi b'Shabbos is not fit on Shabbos. Migdis is considered as much because Muktzah as much. Mishum Yom Shabbos because the previous day, which is not because the previous day you have that topic of Tol Yom. Obviously, again, we don't say that the Muktzah from the previous day is going to be a problem for the next day. Now, so this is all for all these. So it says B'chalani Leidam LaSukkah D'Shvin. So this was by Estrig and whatever it is, and all these cases are not similar. Not similar to the case of Sukkah, which we actually do say is problematic, which we say, oh, because of Bein HaShemashah, so therefore the Atzei Sukkah is going to be forbidden on Shemini Atzeres too. So Tais is there. That's what the Gemara says later on. From the East, certainly Leisu doesn't Bein HaShemashah, because if you would have an actual meal by Bein HaShemashah, although the reason why you're obligated out of doubt is only because of the day that passed, but Shani Sukkah, that's why Sukkah is different. But ultimately, you would have to eat in the Sukkah. So ultimately, this Bein HaShemashah, but Mitzias, you're going to have a Sukkah. It's not just in Svara, in Flug. It's Be'etzim that you would have to have. And therefore, that's why it's going to be a problem even for the following day, in contrast to all those other cases. Now, Tosfos brings the opinion that Rashi brings, according to those who want to say, that yes, actually, you would say Migdis Katzila even because of the muktzah from the previous day. And Tosfos proves it. He says, Amanda also has some Esterik Afel B'Shemini, according to one who says that actually the Esterik is not different than Sukkah. It actually is a problem. It's forbidden even on Shemini Atzeres. Because Rashi explains over there. Oh, yeah. Migdos the Bein HaShemashah B'Shemini, because since it's forbidden Bein HaShemashah of the eighth day, Mishum the Sabbikim the Shvihu, because it's the from the seventh day, which is still hooked to the Mitzvah. So it's considered the Kuli Yom. So it's considered Mukta for the whole day of the eighth day. Amma, Ahani, Migdos, Kasim, Mishum, Yom, Shah, Abulah, B'Shemini. We see that opinion, Rashi is explaining, you would say Migdos Katzai from the prior day to even make it for the next day of Shemini Atzeres. It's not possible. Because the fill of Ravasi, even when Ravasi the Asabay that he holds that the bay is forbidden. Impair coming the band of Dhamma Bay's Mishnah Galiya. It's not like we brought before. His opinion is that the 2 days of the diaspora, oh yeah, that was the one from the previous day is forbidden the next day. Look, he's brought explicitly that the only reason why he says forbidden because I'm not sure if it's considered as one Kedusha or two Kedusha. But not because of this halacha of Migdos Diskatai, no one says that. Elahani Taima, rather, the reason is, Mishum the Gaza Esther got the Sukkah because he's, you're right, really it's not applicable as we explained before, it's only by Sukkah. But we might confuse these two mitzvahs of Sukkahs, of the Esther for the Sukkahs, therefore we're going to say it's Asa Bishmidi, but not like the Ravashi explaining. But since says to me, however, ain't Rayim Ravasi. It's not really true what I'm bringing from Ravasi to bring a Rayim, Kneged Rashi. Lamai the Gaza Kaman Pegul Varov, according to what the Gemara later on of Mevama base. The Gemara brings up the Hifrish Shiva Estrogen with Shiva Yam. Someone separates seven Estrogen for 7 days. Ravasi Amar, he says, okay, each one, you fulfill it on the day that you designated to use that Sukkah, and you leave it the next day. Because it holds the Kul Yom is Katsai Besulai. It's only Muktzah for this day, and not more. And therefore, Vasholei Mach, it's permitted the next day. And Beloi Asulei B'Migdis Katsai. And he doesn't say it's forbidden because of Migdis Katsai. Where, as Tais has proof from this, oh, then we don't say Migdis Katsai because of the previous day. So, if so, since we already know Ravasi's opinion, that we don't see Migdis Katsai from the previous day, so most definitely Gemara cannot have explained the reason of Ravasi, the reason why the egg is forbidden on 2 days of Yom Tov Galias, is because of Migdis Katsai, because of the previous day, because we're talking about in the opinion of Ravasi, who holds you don't see Migdis Katsai from the previous day. Lefikach Dachar HaTalmud Lefarash Taim, and that's why the Gemara was pushing to explain Kabebeya, oh, by the egg, Mishum Nusafka, because it wasn't sure if Kedush Achaz to Kedush. But that's just saying there's no Raya, that, oh, no one's going to say Migdis Katsai from the previous day. Rashi could explain that Levi over there, that said the Esrog is forbidden on the eighth day, is because of Migdis Katsai from the previous day. There, that the Gemara didn't want to say that Svara for Ravasi, is only because we know Ravasi doesn't hold it from a different place, from Sukkah, and that's by Beya, we couldn't say it either. But it could be that there would be a tenable Svara, that there would be such a mandama that would say such a thing. Now, once we brought in the Sugya, Tais explains, it says, Behiv for Shiva, Esrog, Meshiva, Yaman. This that if you separate seven Esrogim for 7 days, it comes to Rav, that Rav said, Pegaluva Rava, that Rav, not like Ravasi. He says differently to Ravasi. He says, Kalazim Achaz Yitzbav Oichla Alta, that each and every one, you fulfill your obligation at that day, and you can do it right after. Now, the problem is, Avagav, that Rav could be Yudah, this is really Rav holds a Yudah, that holds a Muktzah. So, says Taisis, Loi Asa Lamechla B'Yema, B'Migidis Katzah. You don't say, oh, it's forbidden the whole day, because Hoktu Mitzvah say, Because the mitzvah luchodos, Rav holds, yeah, it talks to only the mitzvah, but sulay, not more. Once you do the mitzvah, it's already done, and it's not as ketzay lukuli yama. Now, the hechad the mikvah Shabbos matzah yom tov shalchar. Based on everything that we're saying up until now, today says when Shabbos falls out on matzah yom tov. Noigin, there's a custom that people have iser prohibition of stopping the noy sukkah at matzah Shabbos, not to use the noy sukkah, the decoration of the sukkah until matzah Shabbos. So it says, L'chari Shari, similarly, it should be permitted. For what reason should it be forbidden? If you're going to say, oh yeah, because Shabbat Yom Tov is one Kedusha like we brought before for Ravasi, oh, it's Kedusha Achas, and therefore, in the Shtei Yom Tov, Shagaz can be forbidden. But it's not true. Amar Rav, Perakam in the Bay, Rav brings in the first Perakam Bay, Dabdam, Rav, Halacha, what's the Halacha that we have? Karabazikin, like the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, like the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, and he says that they consider two different Kedushas. So we don't hold that it's Kedusha Achas. Preparation of Yom Tov to Shabbos. What type of preparation? There's no preparation over here. And the person doesn't understand the custom why people treat it as usher on that Shabbos, which is Matzah Yom Tov of Sukkot. So next test must begin with the Gemara Noi Sukkah. The decoration of the Sukkah, the Gemara tells us, it does not diminish the dimension of the Sukkah. Where Kramim Haprus Mal, if you have, let's say, these sheets that are hanging above for decorations, it does not diminish the height of a sukkah that's above 20 amos. To validate it, to say, oh, now it's diminished in height, now it's within 20 amos. Because it says, love min tzchachu, because it's not a type of a tzchach. Because actually, these tzchachav, actually, if it would be a type of tzchach, it actually would be invalid, because it's mekabel tumah, it's a cloth. And also, what else do we say it's not diminishing? Also, not only not the kasher, but also, it's not to invalidate, to say, oh, now it's less than 10 tzchachav. Which Kach Pesh begins as the Rashi explains. Which Chayes Balboy a question, and he explains. He says, this is not similar to why is a kosher? If the sheet is hanging within 10 tefachim, why is it any different than the branches that's sticking within 10 tefachim? The Pesleen Lael, the Gemara says on the Abdal Merav, that's invalid, even though it's let's say, not diminishing the Mem of Meshum Diri Srucha because of it's considered a foul dwelling because it's too tight. No, the Shani Hochad will know soon. Here's different because it's made for decorative purposes, and therefore that's not going to make it into a Diyus Rucha, even though it's coming into 10 Tfachim from the Schach. Next, says Master, with the words of the Gemara, Shluchim Mitzvah. We are agents of doing a mitzvah, so even though we don't really hold of our Sukkah like your Sukkah, but it's okay, even though we're not filling the mitzvah of Sukkah. But this is, by the way, the question, but even if you Shluchim Mitzvah, you could fill both, of course you have to. So he says, Kukon Shoy Mitzvah, my mitzvahs, it told me that they would have been nullified from performing the mitzvahs that they came from, if they would try to find another sukkah to fulfill it according to their obligations. Since they couldn't, they were exempt from the mitzvah sukkah because shluchei mitzvah, and again, they couldn't do both. As long as the bedposts don't go higher than 10 tfachim from the ground. Shai's going to explain that this is a kleitin that's a higher than 10 tfachim, but if it doesn't have a roof, it's only rabbinically prohibited. And also, if there's a difference between these two different versions of Shmuel. Chase explains, min adin, really, according to the halacha, I feel like gvayin yuchari, these are kleitin, even if it's higher than 10 tfachim, would be permitted. Because the lechashibi oil of a hafzik, it's not considered as an oil to separate between the person and the schach on top. Kim in the ain begagat tevach, since the roof doesn't have a tevach. If it doesn't have a gag, it's a tevach, it's a between the person and the schach. Because as we find, if you have a sukkah that's made like a hut, psula, it nothing to do in the sukkah. In its own right, it's invalid. If it's like a gag, it doesn't have a roof. Why? Because the shipul halam, lav kalam dami, because it's slanty oil, it's not like an oil. Which, again, and therefore that would not be an oil here to invalidate being inside the sukkah. And that's where actor Rabbi Yisrael and Dike in the Gemara, the Motel Yisrael Bekilas Chasam Sukkah, that you allow to sleep in a bridal canopy in the sukkah, because it's not considered as oil. Now, the difficulty is, well, does you know how the Gemara said this? So we say it's forbidden over here when the 10 tefachim high. So it's Taysa, and then run, there's only rabbinic. Now, but the Bedafka bin Akleitin, the Kvita, specifically in Akleitin, which are somewhat permanent. Like we see Rabbi Yisiv, where the bridal canopy, the legacy was not permanent. I feel like about your choice, then even 10 tefachim high, it's going to be permitted. If me be the kaifis, be kinaifis lesser, just like we find in our Gemara, that by kinaifis, which are more permanent, we find that it's forbidden, feeling going good, even if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's going to be good permanent. Now, if it kills chasanim, but regarding the bridal canopy, the legacy was not permanent, sure, it is permanent. I feel like it's like even when it has a roof, it can be laid of collision, like we find according to the other version, like a kila, it can be that in the kila, regarding the kila, is permanent, so that we have these three levels. Kila is the lowest, Naklit more than that, and Kinaif is more than that. Well, Inami, another person says Taisus, that actually, it's actually this point that the two, two different versions of Shmuel actually disagree. According to the first version, whether if the kila has a roof, and whether the kitz chasanim is allowed to sleep beneath it, is only if it's not 10 tefachim high. Which, according to the Lishna Basra, disagrees with the Lishna Kamagran and kila chasanim, holds that that even if it's 10 tefachim high, it's going to be kasher. Because the Tzitz says, obviously, that this is what the two different versions are disagreeing about. Because Dolayev Shalem, you can't say the Pligi that they disagree with Yesh Lagag, that when it has roof anything about you, it's not 10 tefachim high, which would be also one of the variables. No, you can't say that. Because the Lishna Basra Aser, to say that, oh, according to the second version, that's going to be forbidden, can't say that that's the case. Because here, explicitly, Shmuel explained the Mishnah, they were talking about that. That's 10 tefachim high. When they asked him, oh, Hayosh Matachas Mita Leif Lechabasi, Shmuel had said, oh, that's talking about a canopy that's 10 tefachim high. Sounds like that if the canopy is not 10 tefachim high, that it'd be kosher. Even, so you can't say that the problem would be that like we're trying to say that that when it's not 10 tefachim high, that would be the case of forbidden, because we see that it's not, then it'd be kosher. Obviously, it's the other way around. That it's when it is 10 tefachim high, and there is no roof, that's the case, that's the difference between the two different lashonos of Shmuel, if that's mikasha or pasul. Like it says at the beginning of the Gemara, mitzi reisha chut lekila b'kari krishma. He can stick his head out of the canopy, and he can say krishma, which plays about my question, and he for once, by saying, okay, so your head is not seeing your erva, but it says, teisa lechai Shmuel l'liba reisha erva, which a different mandama has burned brachas of chabdan chavei, but although his head is out, but his heart is seeing the erva, that Shmuel is not concerned for that. For that halacha, it doesn't hold like that. Who holds that? It's just that his eyes cannot see the erva, but once his head is out, even if his heart is seeing the erva, there's no separation. That he held is not going to be a problem.